This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned.
Recently, I've been taking you on a trip through our tube of life, the human gut. The gut runs some 10 metres from the mouth to the anus, or from the top to the bottom, so to speak. So far, I've talked about the woman whose life was saved by a transplant of faeces from her husband, and how there are 10 times as many microbes in your gut than there are cells in your body. In most cases, these microbes are your friends. They helped both your gut and your immune system develop fully. In fact, if you didn't have these microbes in your gut, you would have to eat a lot more, and yet you'd be a lot more skinny. In general, you and your gut are perfectly adapted to each other. But that does not seem to be the case with the black and white giant panda. The giant panda is a bear, and so belongs to the carnivore family. It has the gut of a carnivore or meat eater, and it has the gut microbes of a carnivore. And yet, its diet is 99% vegetarian. It simply doesn't make sense. The giant panda is very distinctive, with its large round body and the large black patches around the eyes and on the ears and on the body. They're big. The males weigh up to 150 kilograms, the females 125. There are fewer than 3,000 giant pandas on the whole planet. So they are classified as an endangered species. This sad statistic, combined with its very cute face, is probably why WWF, the Worldwide Fund for Nature, chose the giant panda for their logo. The giant panda is a very fussy and finicky feeder as the seasons change. It prefers different species of bamboo and even different parts of the bamboo. For example, in late spring and early summer, it enjoys the shoots, which are rich in sugars and starches. But for the rest of the year, it eats the hard, indigestible stalk. And now we run into the crazy mystery. The vegetarian giant panda has the short gut of a meat eater. There's a simple single stomach and a straight colon. Unlike most of the other plant eaters, it doesn't have the multiple stomachs that act as digestion chambers or fermentation vats to break down the otherwise indigestible cellulose in its diet. And furthermore, the DNA of the vegetarian giant panda does not have the genes to make the enzymes to break down the cellulose that it eats. Now, this wouldn't matter if the vegetarian giant panda had the gut microbes to digest the cellulose in its diet. But it doesn't. Instead, it has microbes such as E. coli and Streptococcus. And so, the giant panda's entire life is based on continual eating to gather enough energy just to survive. It will spend over 12 hours each day chewing up to 25 kilograms of bamboo. But most of the 25 kilograms of bamboo passes through the giant panda's gut undigested. It comes out in the giant panda's very frequent 40 or so daily defecations. In its relentless pursuit of food, the panda hardly travels, and it definitely avoids other pandas. In fact, possibly to save on energy, the female giant panda has a very short pregnancy and will give birth to a tiny baby weighing less than a cup of tea, about 140 grams. This is very tiny, considering she weighs 125 kilograms. Interestingly, even though the giant panda is a vegetarian, the easiest way to catch it is with goat meat. And the giant panda's DNA can make all the enzymes needed to digest meat. But if you try to feed the giant panda high-energy foods and steer it away from bamboo, it suffers abdominal problems and becomes less fertile. And speaking of fertility, they breed very slowly. The giant panda is a mystery. But one day, if we understand the gut of the giant panda, we might be able to help the species survive and thrive. And so next time, we'll continue our trip through the human gut and the strange creatures that live there.
What does it mean? Why is it so?